USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.
I need the great people of Mississippi to send a message to cry and Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, the radical Democrats, by electing Cindy.
President Trump at a Make America Great Again rally in Biloxi, Mississippi, at the Mississippi Coast Coliseum, as he campaigns for the Republican Senate candidate there, Cindy Hyde-Smith, who is in a runoff election with Democrat Mike Espy.
And you see people coming up by the thousands, and frankly, if we didn't show them strength, and a strong border, and nobody's shown a stronger border. If we didn't do that, you would have hundreds of thousands of people pouring into our country.
And turning now to news out of California, where the number of people killed in the wildfires rises to 88. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Here's the bottom line. Nobody's coming into our country unless they come in legally.
That's President Trump addressing the situation at the border, a chaotic scene as thousands of people arrive in Tijuana, Mexico. Members of a caravan met with tear gas when they rushed the border. Dozens arrested trying to cross the border illegally.
Yeah, so I'll tell you what. Obama had a separation policy. We all had the same policy. I tried to do it differently, but Obama had a separation policy, but people don't like to talk about that.
We ask for patience.
To Hoover, Alabama, where the mayor, Frank Brocato, speaking out about a Thanksgiving shooting at the Galleria Mall as police mistakenly kill the wrong suspect.
There is a tremendous interest in seeing video from body cameras and other sources. All video evidence was immediately transferred to outside agencies that were investigating this.
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Well, it's a story that's literally out of this world. After 6 months, NASA's InSight spacecraft lands on the red planet Mars. USA Radio's Wendy King with the story.
NASA has landed the spacecraft InSight on Mars with a heavy load of work ahead, according to project scientist Don Lincoln.
One is to test the wobble of Mars's rotation to find out something about the core of the Mars. Another one will be to deploy a very sensitive seismograph to look for Mars quakes and when meteors hit Mars to find out more about its interior. And finally, and perhaps the most exciting, is to drill down 16 feet underground to actually take the temperature of the planet.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
An online dictionary announcing its choice for Word of the Year. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
Dictionary.com's Word of the Year has just been announced, and it is misinformation. And it comes a few weeks after the Oxford Dictionaries chose toxic as its Word of the Year. A linguist in residence at Dictionary.com said in a recent interview that the site's choice of misinformation over disinformation as Word of the Year was deliberate, intended to serve as a call to action to be vigilant in the battle against fake news. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.